Well, let me take a moment now to tell you about some changes that are coming to WOLL's on-air agricultural programming. This segment, the Mid-Morning Market Report, will go away Monday, March 14th. There's a series of reasons that have converged to this point. First is the change in the CME Group's trading hours a few years back. It used to be that WOLL aired a pre-opening and then an opening market report with the Trade of Chicago opening in between. Well, frankly, that doesn't happen anymore. Secondly, budgets, well, they're really tight here on campus, and we're all doing more with fewer people. Up until last summer, for instance, three people were involved in the content I produce for both U of I Extension and WILL. Two of those have retired, and they won't be replaced. Fortunately, technology has allowed enough production efficiency for this not to be terribly burdensome. And finally, WILL starting March 14th will bring some stability to the 9 and 10 o'clock hours. On Point will anchor those slots. It's a full two-hour program. So three things have come together. Will you lose something? Well, yes, but you'll also gain if you're one of our agricultural listeners. Our product category has been targeted to your phone for about a decade, and we just keep adding things. At Commodity Week on Twitter is the most recent acquisition, and it happens 7 days a week around the clock. At a minimum, you see the results of this on USDA Report Day. We're getting more efficient and better targeted, and you won't lose a single voice on air, and we'll be in even greater contact over time. Thank you for understanding. The changes are coming Monday, March 14th. Now let's take a look at the numbers as they're trading in Chicago on this Friday morning. March corn is up around 2 to 3 cents. It's at 355 3/4. December contract 3 1/4 higher, 378 3/4. Soy complex, March beans up 10 1/4 now at 866 1/2. July 13 higher, 883 1/4. November beans, new crop up 11 1/2, $8.89 1/2. Bean meal at 265.30 is up 330. July at 271.40 up $4. And the bean oil for the day in the March is up 50 cents at $30.91. The March wheat futures up a penny and a quarter at 454 1/2. July up 2 3/4 at 468 1/2. And hard red at 478 3/4 is up 3 cents. Live cattle futures from Chicago are 2.5 cents lower at $135.40. Feeders are unchanged at 157.60. And lean hogs at $71.17 1/2 or 82 1/2 cents higher. Mike Zuzlo is with us now. He's at Global Commodity Analytics and Consulting out of Atchison, Kansas, was with us here this week in Illinois at Sherman on Tuesday night, and then again on Wednesday at Litchfield. And next week, you'll be with us at the All Day Ag Outlook on Tuesday. Mike, thanks so much for making so many trips for Illinois Public Media and willag.org. I appreciate that so much.
No, it was great to see you and all the other people that spoke there at those meetings. It was great turnouts at both. I really want to thank the people that put those on and you getting those organized, Todd, but especially the people that came out. And it was really fun meetings to have, even when in the midst of these low prices, and really is what Will Radio is all about. And I that's one of the things that I've always enjoyed and continue to enjoy it. So it's easy to come over and see those people.
Yeah, we'll be on the road again next week too. So next week we do the All Day Ag Outlook, and then on Friday of next week, the Illinois Soybean Summit in Rockford. The following week we're in Taylorville and right here in Champaign. And then you'll be back with us in Chicago, actually Joliet, for the Chicago Farmland Forum on that Saturday too. So really busy. Thanks so much. But we better talk about this marketplace because there are some things that are happening. We've been talking about South America, but usually about the crop. This time around, we need to talk about politics and I think the value of their currency. Is that what's been pushing the soybean market?
I think it's the value of the currency. Feel pretty strongly about that, but I'm not so sure whether it's about the politics. I'm sure that with the ex-president getting indicted and actually maybe put under arrest at this point, that has helped. And Argentina cleaning up their debt loads from earlier this week, that has helped as well. But the fund flows seem to be moving very rapidly at this point, getting short covering seen in the energies, seen in the metals. Earlier this week, Todd, gold's at a 13-month high, almost a 14-month high. Copper's nearing a 4-month high. This has been going on well before this news. As I was traveling, coming back to Atchison, I got a call from Reuters, and They said, we hear it's dry out in your area of Kansas and on west. And I said, yeah, it is, but there's rains coming. And they said, well, what do you think's the issue then? Why are we starting to see the wheat market rally on negative export sales? And I said, I think there's a pretty direct link between these commodity indexes finding a low and a price bottom and short covering. The ETFs that represent the emerging markets, those that I follow, are also placing, you know, new two-month highs today. I think there was a big deal that happened at the end of February where the the crude oil was able to rally back above those 2008 lows, above that 3240 level, and we came into the 1st of March staying strong, and I think that was a major signal. And now we've got the next big feature, the dollar. It's made a new two-week low as well. This is going to be the key, in my opinion, going into today's close and how we finish out the week. Does the dollar stay down, and does that signal even better gains in the real and in the Argentine peso and the Russian ruble, which is also rallying today?
Oh, wait, is this a sea change then, and may it make a big difference over the longer haul for commodity prices?
I think it could. I think this is where you have to measure what the upside potential is. But I think if you're looking for a price bottom, this very well could be it. I was expecting more towards the end of March for corn and beans because the acreage and stocks report. But I cannot go against these longer term commodity indexes. And even the Financial Times this morning shocked me when I got on it. And their headline was commodity prices signal a market bottom. So I'm certainly not the only one thinking this at this point. There's other professionals in Europe right now suggesting the same thing to the Financial Times. But these commodity indexes have been the main dog in this market, and corn and beans have been the tail. So I don't know if this is the low that you can bank on going into the June-July time period, but I think on a 20 to 30-day basis, if the dollar corrects and continues lower, that should stimulate the emerging market ETFs, namely China, and the market stops worrying so much about China, and that does put the floor in for the commodity sector.
How important is the jump in the commodity markets for soybeans today? Let's see. Yesterday, we had a high of 858, and today the low is 860.5, so there's a nice little gap there, too.
Yeah, and you've got that major pennant we talked about several weeks back that's been developing. And I think that if you're referencing that, it's very important. And I think we also have to realize that there's been some pretty negative supply-demand news that's come out in Brazil, especially with a bigger bean crop estimated by a couple major private firms. And so far, that has not resonated with the market, that's maybe already priced in. I think when we talk this week and when I talk on the webinars and do these meetings, I think people really open their eyes up in that meeting when I tell them that the world stocks to use, when you factor in demand for corn and beans, the world stocks to use for corn and beans are the exact same or nearly the exact same as last year at this time. I think it's really been about the wheat and really been about the crude oil via China and the emerging markets that's taken the corn and beans down to these price levels.
All right. Hey, thanks so much. Looking forward to having our conversation again during the closing market report this afternoon.
Me too. Have a great day, Todd.
You too. That, of course, Mike Suzalo. He's a global commodity analytics and consulting out of Atchison, Kansas. Will be with us next week at the Old Ag Outlook. Hey, things are really moving fast now in the marketplace. I've got to say that we've had this kind of bump every time we've been down at the bottom. So since October, November, December, January, you've seen a dime bump on at least one day. But this one feels different. It might make a difference for you to be over at our Old Ag Outlook. Get that ticket right now at willag.org, willag.org. Don't wait. This is the last day to buy the tickets. Are 800-898-1065. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580, WILL FM 90.9, HD3, Urbana.